everyone,
for coming.
I was holding the corner of that banner there and looked over and saw this gorgeous sign that says always was, always will be Latakia land. And I felt my my eyes tear up a little bit. There's a lot of work that we're all collectively doing to undermine the claim of terra nullius. And our presence as Aboriginal people on our own land has been denied for hundreds of years at this point. And so it is a frustrating, strange, confronting task to have to convince people that the rightful place for our land is in the care of Latakia people. And I appreciate so much each and every one of you taking time out of your day to come and be here with us outside of Defence Housing Australia to make it very clear to Defence Housing Australia that Lee Point is so much more than an opportunity to build profit, private profit, for military and overseas investors to have a beach house. Lee Point is Latakia culture, it is Latakia future, and it holds so much for Latakia people that carries us and feeds us and heals us.
Can you just tell my listeners your name first?
My name is Lanyuk. I'm a Latakia Kungara Kanungurindji woman from Darwin, currently living in Melbourne.
Yeah, and we're down here at a place that looks really auspicious, but I didn't even know that the Australian Defence Force housing was here.
Yeah, we didn't either. We did a bit of a Google search, found it sort of hiding away, tucked amongst these buildings. But Defence Housing Australia has a surprising amount of power and influence and is destroying quite a lot of land in the name of profit for military and private buyers.
Okay, and I was just wondering, were there any discussions with the Larrakia?
Not directly, you know, with bureaucracy, there's a lot of box ticking, and all Latakia people and all Latakia organisations that initially supported or sort of gave the go-ahead for the destruction at Lee Point have since withdrawn their support. So at currently, there is no official standing or support for the destruction happening at Lee Point by Latakia people.
So how did that first initial agreement happen? Why did they believe that it would be okay?
You know, I'm going to avoid maybe naming certain Latakia people or putting blame on any Latakia person. You know, the colony has done a wonderful job of dividing us and putting pressure on certain individuals. But the care for land is a collective responsibility. And there are many, many Latakia people coming forward with a vision of this land being returned to us so that we can continue to care for it, so that we can strengthen our language, strengthen our culture, and make sure that our children continue to know where they belong and what belongs to them going forward into the future.
So in actual fact, what's happened is that people are finding themselves again.
I think that at this point in the colonization and the settler colonization of our lands, we're at an interesting point of conscientization. And I think that unfortunately, that the violence that we have collectively witnessed and the genocide that we have collectively witnessed happening in Palestine has awakened a lot of people to the violence of settler colonization. What we're seeing happening in Palestine, that stage of violence in settler colonization happened here. And so we are at a point of survival in which we are strengthening ourselves, we're returning to one another, we're returning to our lands. And Lee Point represents something to Latakia people of the next step. The step of return, the step of care, and the step of collective survival in a climate crisis. Many settlers are understanding now that the return of Aboriginal land is not a threat to people's individual sense of safety or to people's individual
backyards,
absolutely private property. You know, that actually all old growth forest that remains must continue to remain into the future for our collective survival. And so I think there are a lot of people here today and that are supporting the return of Lee Point with an understanding of the significance of protecting that land for our collective survival and for surviving the climate crisis that has been brought into existence because of militarization, because of capitalism and colonization, and the antidote to that is to the righting of a wrong and the returning of Aboriginal land to Aboriginal people.
I think it's actually quite shocking to hear that 20% or so would be for the actual armed forces and the rest is to be sold to foreigners.
Well, and Defence Housing Australia plays that role. It is a branch of... It's somewhat
rich foreigners,
of a,
I mean.
It's somewhat of a branch of government, but it's also somewhat of a branch of private profit, and its role is to generate profit for the military. So the housing is being built by Defence Housing Australia, but the majority of those houses are being built for profit, private profit being fed back into the military.
And so it's a sweetener to foreign buyers so they can have a nice beach house.
Absolutely. And, you know, look, I don't blame people for wanting to live out at Lee Point. It's one of the most beautiful places on the planet that I've ever seen. And I'm biased as a Latakia person. Of course, I believe that my land is the most beautiful land in the world. And I don't blame people for wanting a piece of that. But that land is for everyone forever. And that land is to be... To be cared for its health, because our lands are so generous. Our lands give and ask for very little in return, just for us to care and protect that land. And when we care for land, then we are given everything that is beautiful in life. We're given water, air, the beauty of our birds, song, and that beauty is to be experienced by everyone, not to be cut into squares for private profit, for individuals to enjoy.
The other thing is, we're in Melbourne, we're in Naarm, that's a long way away, and a lot is going on in that military space in your lands, but also in Western Australia. It's important to bring this message to people in Naarm, isn't it?
What is happening at Lee Point will affect everyone on this continent, and I would even go so far to say on this planet. We have birds that migrate to Lee Point from Serbia. There is a third of the bird biodiversity found on this continent, a third of the bird's biodiversity on this continent can be found in this very small region called Lee Point. That area is a stronghold of ecosystem, and if that land is destroyed, it will impact the ecosystems across this continent and I would say across the world.
How do people help? We're down here doing this demonstration, and I'm sure people are sort of a bit amazed that, you know, you're raising awareness. But other people listening, how can they help?
Part of the difficulty around this campaign is that Defence Housing Australia is actually a federal, under federal sort of
jurisdiction.
And so that has meant that when we're campaigning in the Northern Territory, we're kind of told that, you know, the ministers in the NT, they're not the ones that get to decide this. But then when we go to the federal government, they're like, well, this is an NT concern. And so we're kind of stuck a little bit here. And so no matter where you are on this continent, there is a role that you can play for the protection and return of Lee Point.
Well, talking to your local member is important, especially as we're going into a federal election. But obviously there's also the internet, because people are connected, aren't they?
Absolutely. You can find out more about the campaign at www.returnleepoint.com. You can find me on Instagram at Laniuk, L-A-N-I-Y-U-K, where we post regular updates. But anywhere across this continent, meeting with your local representative is incredibly helpful. Because we are sort of stuck between the federal government and the Northern Territory government, particularly any Labor ministers. If you happen to be in Geelong, it would be so, so, so helpful if you could meet with your local ministers there and express your concern about what's happening at Lee Point, the destruction of this beautiful, sacred area that holds a lot of Latakia culture. And if you're in the Northern Territory and you happen to be listening, anywhere in the Northern Territory, meeting with your local minister holds so much value and is so helpful to us. And we appreciate anyone's support.
Thanks for talking to me.
Thank you.